are listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Hello and welcome to the STC podcast. My name is Casey Strine. I'm a member of the STC staff, and I'm excited to be sharing a few of my reflections on the Gospel of Mark with you this week. This week, we'll be looking at materials from chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4 of the Gospel according to Mark. The Gospel of Mark is generally known as a fast-moving story, where Jesus hardly finishes doing one thing before he has started the next. Today, as we move into chapter 3 of Mark, focusing on verses 1 to 6, we see Jesus performing another healing in a synagogue and coming into conflict with the religious authorities of the day. Mark tells us first that Jesus has entered a synagogue where he encounters a man with a hand that does not operate properly for some reason. Having told us this information, Mark then tells us that this was a Sabbath day when the synagogue would have been full, especially since Jesus was present. Among those in the synagogue were the Pharisees. The Pharisees were a group of very learned Jewish men with a great deal of religious authority and influence, who were known for disputing many theological questions with other Jewish groups. It's hardly any surprise to see them watching Jesus and waiting skeptically to see what he does. This, it seems, was what they did with lots of figures in Judaism at the time. At the forefront of their minds was whether Jesus would follow their custom for how to observe the Sabbath. Celebrated on Saturday each week, the Sabbath is a time of rest from all labor designed to remind people of their dependence on God and to refresh them through time spent with their family and closest friends. This included a service in the synagogue at which there would be readings from various parts of what Christians now call the Old Testament, and a sort of sermon on them. The Sabbath, then, was a time of rest when the Pharisees believed religious officials should even refrain from doing many things. I wonder seriously if any of the Pharisees had ever cured anyone of a withered hand or anything else, let alone on the Sabbath. The amazement of the crowds at Jesus' ability to do such things definitely suggests it was a truly extraordinary thing, something most of them had never witnessed in their lifetimes. Jesus heals the man, despite the Pharisees' judgmental stares. Mark tells us their attitude grieved Jesus because they would not even answer his question of whether it was lawful to do good on the Sabbath, to bring life to a place where there was previously death. Jesus never says so explicitly, but he implies that the point of the Sabbath here is to refresh people, to fill them with life, precisely what he is doing to this man's hand. The Pharisees are having none of it. I like to think that I would have been on Jesus' side. I like to think that I would have sneered at the Pharisees and looked at them with the same sort of derision Jesus did. I like to think of myself as someone radically committed to showing God's love in all situations. Yet, I also know that I'm fairly good at following social convention and behaving in an acceptable manner most of the time. Would I have sided with Jesus over against the more senior, more established, perhaps more powerful religious figures in the room? I don't know for sure. What about you? Whoever we are, whatever our experience of institutional religion, this passage is an important reminder to ask ourselves this question. Are we complicit in any rules or traditions that keep us from doing more to bring the good news of Christ Jesus' healing kingdom into the world? It might not be a comfortable question for you. It certainly isn't for someone like me who's ordained in the Church of England. I'm not supporting insurrection or acting out in a way that starts on social unrest, but I am asking if you and I have avoided the disapproving looks of others by not doing something we know we could do to care for another. I'm also not about casting a guilt trip here. Rather, I just want us all to be self-critical enough to think about how we're doing in following Jesus' call to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. There is forgiveness if we have not, and in God's mercy, probably another chance around the corner to do the thing God calls us to do. Let's pray. Christ Jesus, grant us a heart that breaks for the things that break your heart, and the courage to love others as you modeled for us. Amen. Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Jesus departed with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him. Hearing all that he was doing, they came to him in great numbers from Judea, Jerusalem, Idumea, beyond the Jordan, and the region around Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. For he had cured many, so that all who had diseases pressed upon him to touch him. Whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and shouted, "You are the Son of God!" But he sternly ordered them not to make him known. He went up the mountain and called to him those whom he wanted, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, to be with him and to be sent out to proclaim the message and to have authority to cast out demons. So he appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, the sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Then he went home.
We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and with thanksgiving we enter your gates. We pour out your praise. And die.